So what did Molière do with the stone?
He planned to put it back and seal it up again.
But?
It was stolen.
By a mole?
No. The mole people are the most honorable creatures I've ever encountered, Ruby.
Are you sure it wasn't a mole?
No. The thought that even one mole would stoop so... Do you mean there's a mole among the moles?
It's a thought.
They're auctioning off a stone called the Black Star of Sumanuda?
You didn't know?
Is it big?
Yeah, like 4,000 or 5,000 carats.
Oh, that must be gigantic.
No, it'll fit in your hand.
Must be a big hand.
Let's see yours. Maybe both hands.
Yeah, but it must be priceless.
Rhodey, everything has a price.
Are you all alone down here?
Just me and these damn robots.
No plastic companions.
They don't make them the way they used to, Ruby.
Too real?
Too complex. You remember Angel Lips?
How could I forget?
She was the prototype. She was one of the first androids to think for herself.
Don't you mean think of herself first?
Think of herself first. Well, you might say that.
You designed her, Drew.
But that was back in my utopia days. I wanted a partner that could match me in wit. I was seeking what you might call a certain cyber sophistication. I might even add an android with a sweet cyber soul.
And?
I succeeded, even beyond my wildest expectations. Angel Lips was a goddess, Ruby.
And then?
She started to think of herself.
And how did that work out?
She left me.
My name is Toots. Toots Mutant. You know, the Zoot Mutants. Who are the Zoots? We're the dark side of genetic engineering. The ones that no one wants to look at. Do we have mutant powers? Where do you think we live? In a comic book?
So what happened?
Rhodey was hired to snoop on Thomas Treadwell.
Hellhound Treadwell?
Yeah, Treadwell was in the boohoos to bid on the Black Star.
Who the hell would hire Kapoor?
Yeah, go on.
Treadwell and his bodyguards were entering the building when the armored car carrying the stone arrived. Rhodey was there, but he was hiding in the bushes.
That sounds like the little sneak.
The guards were unloading a sarcophagus that contained the stone when they were attacked.
Attacked? By who?
By the people standing around watching. I think they were mercenaries hired by someone.
Treadwell?
I don't think so. He had to run for cover. He didn't have a shield. His bodyguards did, and so did the guys in the armored car.
And the mercenaries, too. They were all bouncing glass off each other, knocking each other down, but no one was getting splattered. And it was raining. Never stops raining, but now it started to pour down.
What about the stone?
Okay, when the guards dropped the sarcophagus, the lid fell off. The stone rolled out, the water caught it, and it went rolling down the street. They were so surprised, they all stopped shooting at each other. That's when Rhodey leaped out of the bushes and grabbed the stone.
That sneaky little rat.
When Rhodey had it, he went scurrying back into the bushes, and then everyone started shooting at him.
How did the rodent escape when everyone was trying to blast him?
Toots said they weren't trying to kill him, just scare him, because he had the Black Star.
Well, that figures. If they blew Kapoor into particles, they might scratch the stone.
Let's find Molière. Where are the moles digging now?
They're not.
What?
They're hibernating.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, they always hibernate in months that have an X.
Don't tell me this is Cougar Month.
That it is, Ruby. Xavier Cougat, the Mambo King, the patron saint those moles always pay their homage to.
They honor him by sleeping for a month?
And that's so when they awaken, they're refreshed. They're reinvigorated. Those moles are ready to tango.
Not Mambo?
Oh, yeah, that too. The moles love to wiggle and jiggle those big, fat, furry bodies of theirs.
Do you remember that time we tried to wake Molière when he was hibernating?
Oh, we don't want to try that again. However, if my memory of their convoluted calendar is correct, the moles will be opening their squinty little eyes right about now.
Well, come on, Taru. Let's find the moles.
Wait! Before we burrow into the mole hill, I want to renew our agreement.
Oh, that one.
Let's hear it.
I, Ruby, promise I will never again...
Never ever?
Never ever again, under any circumstance, no matter how tempting, utter one more mole pun. While in the presence of His Holy Reverence Professor T.J. Taru. How's that?
It'll do.
I have in my possession the most priceless gem on the entire planet, Mother.
You are a priceless gem, Rodot.
Thank you.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh.
What is it worth if it doesn't have a price?
It's worth everything. Everything I've ever wanted.
So, this is your big score, is it?
Mother, this is so big. I have another call.
No, you don't.
I do. Goodbye. Hello?
Rodot?
Oh, Mrs. Treadwell.
You don't mind if I call you Rodot, do you? Do you know what I just heard? You have possession of the Black Star of Sumanula.
You know that?
Everyone knows. I will take it off your hands. I will remove your heavy burden, Rodot.
Which heavy? There's not a burden.
No, I think it is. My husband, Thomas Hellhound Treadwell. I am certain he'll be
quite accommodating.
Accommodating?
Whatever you want.
Whatever?
What does your little rodent heart desire?
Rodent! Yes, rodent!
Sorry. I am so sorry, Rodent.
That's better. And what if I don't want to be accommodated?
You do not want to keep the Black Star.
I don't.
You do not want Hellhound on your trail. I didn't think so. Good. I'll make the arrangements. Oh, and Rodent.
You can call me Light.
They are going to kill me.
Why weren't they able to pinpoint Kapoor's calls? I thought they'd be all over him by now.
It's Andor. He designed some kind of stealthy thing, so Kapoor can't be traced.
I could do with one of those.
Yeah, but now we can't find him.
Hello, am I on? Okay. I am in the big boohoos. That is rain you are hearing. Can you hear it? Oh, I think you do. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Hellhound want the Black Star of Sumanula. They are willing to offer me big money. But if I say okay and give them the stone, they will eek me. And if I say no, no stone for you, they will find me, they will make me squeak, and then they will eek me.
Scrambled.
It's encoded?
Well, unscramble it.
That's what I've been doing, but every transmission is different.
Okay. Look, when you have something that makes sense, just send it.
Will do, Ruby.
That Kapoor, he is a foxy little rodent.
Rodent.
Gives one a glimpse of the future, Ruby.
Oh, come on, Moliere.
The facets? The neurons, Ruby.
This is going to take forever, Taru.
Molly's still waking up.
So sorry that I stutter so.
Come on, Molly. Let's get you a bottle of that lethal black beetle juice you moles love to tipple and then topple and then wobble about.
Good idea, Taru.
Am I on? Okay. I am hiding, and everyone is looking for me because everyone wants the stone. Because everyone thinks the stone can predict everyone's future. But I've looked, and I can't see any future.
What do you mean by facets? I thought the stone was uncut.
There is a black star within the stone. The facets may reflect your future. There are many futures. It is how the present presents itself that forms the future, Ruby.
And what is the present presenting?
It is your beliefs that shapes your futures.
What do you mean, futures? Are we talking about multiple realities?
Who found that stone?
Me.
You did.
I did.
Hold on, Molly. Here, take another swig of this black beetle juice. This ought to knock the sputtering out of you.
Thank you.
Just drink it.
And here you finish.
Who, me?
Did we not make you an honorary mole?
Yeah, but that was
Taru, you don't want to offend the mole people.
Well, I would never...
Look, you're hurting Molière's feelings. Now, come on, drink up.
Why, certainly. As an honorary mole, I will be more than happy to indulge in your sacred
sacrifice. Just drink it.
I'll get you for this, Ruby. Oh, God. This stuff is wicked.
So, Molière, you found the stone in a burial chamber?
In a sarcophagus.
Is it true? It's not like any stone on this planet?
It is a religious artifact, too sacred to be destroyed. We believe it was brought here to be hidden forever.
But didn't you have the stone on display?
That was before we realized the dark power it possessed.
So you moles began to see their future, and you didn't like what you saw.
We saw facets of the future the stone foretold we would see.
Oh, wait a minute here, Molly. You're saying, out of all your possible futures, the stone was saying this is the one you're going to get.
Oh, no. Much, much more insidious. The Black Star may show you how manipulations of the present may affect your memories of the past, and that may alter your future. But now, it is time to tango!
So Molière had taken the stone to the university.
To the Department of Reptilian Folklore and Mythology.
And sure enough, there were ancient myths about the stone that could predict their future and all the terrible things that happened to those who tried to possess the stone.
Sounds like sort of a cynical crystal ball.
Hard to say, but wherever that stone went, there was plenty of reptilian blood being splattered about.
The university wanted Molière to donate the stone, but he refused.
He realized it was too dangerous.
So the university took a holographic scan of the stone to document Molly's find. But copies of the scan got out, and people started to see things.
In the hologram?
The moles felt it was self-induced hallucinations.
And then the stone vanished. Gone. And next thing Molly heard, it was to be auctioned off in the big boohoo.
Well, the moles could have claimed ownership since they found it.
But if they went to the boohoos, they'd never get out alive.
Besides, the moles like to keep a low profile.
All Molière wanted to do was put the stone back where he found it.
And that's where we are now.
Where's that?
Where?
God knows where.
That's a good address.
What is?
God knows where.
If the stone can predict the future, I'm not seeing any for me.
I heard you need to have at least some reptilian blood to see the true facets of your future.
Why, oh why, didn't I let it roll on by?
But you caught it.
It wanted me to.
Do you really think so?
No, I think it wanted to catch me.
It was Hellhound's wife. Lottie Treadwell hired Rhodey to snoop on her husband to find if he's having an affair with a woman she calls the blonde bimbo.
You sure she's not the bimbo?
Who, his wife?
Toots. Didn't you know Thomas Treadwell isn't married?
Really?
I spoke with my husband, Hellhound. He said if you deliver the Black Star, he'll pay you $1 million. That's right.
Only $1 million?
Don't be greedy.
But the Black Star is priceless. Hello?
All right. Here is Hellhound's final offer. $1 million nullion nuggies plus your life.
My life?
You can keep it. I'm glad we agree.
Now, tell me, where are you hiding?
Why?
So I can make the exchange.
What about the blonde bimbo?
It's the stone I want, Margot.